Hey there. It's Radio Fishing Time with Fish and Frank. Yes. And we have guests today, and we're going to be talking cobia. Yes. Oh, look at that. The music actually turns up and down. Look at that. You twist this knob.
That's amazing.
And it goes up and down. I got to tell you, I just get so excited when I find out all this stuff.
That's amazing.
Okay, I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves.
I'm Dave Jacobs.
And come on up by the microphone.
Karen.
Karen, his lovely and talented assistant. She's here just to make the show look better.
Yeah, that's very true. She's helping me out on the boat a lot.
Yeah.
Making me look good while I'm out there.
And what a great job she does of it. Listeners at home can tell, she's a very lovely young lady. And Dave has been just racking up cobia, and even a weird one. Now, you guys were out, what, Friday?
Yeah, went out Friday about noon, and went up sight fishing cobia on top of the reef. So it was kind of crazy. They've been up all over the place. We were casting to them, and caught some pretty weird stuff out there off the reef, too. Some 25-inch trout.
Really? That's nice.
Drifting shrimp, and had a grouper come up and try to eat that 25-inch trout. That was
so you're reeling in a 25-inch trout. It's coming along, head shaking, doing all that stuff, and the next thing you know, you've got what?
A grouper come up that was twice the size of that trout and tried to put it in its mouth. I said, okay, eat it. And he looked at the boat and went, ah!
I was like, it would, you know, because they're all so big and bad until they see the fiberglass.
Exactly. It's crazy.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. We caught, sight fish, cast out, got about four cobia total hooked, and got two to the boat. That one that we had looked like it was amazing because it was, it had probably an 8-inch prop scar through the side of it, or actually a gash, not even a scar.
Well, I can tell you, that does not surprise me even a little bit, because when you go out on the water and you're anchored up and you got any kind of sunshine, the first thing the cobia do, look for shade.
Right.
So they go up and lay underneath the boat. I try telling people all the time, if you're fishing for cobia, the one thing you have to have is a rod in the rod holder, the line about 2 feet below the bottom
exactly.
of the boat, just sitting there with a very, very loose drag.
That's it. Yeah, I was fishing with Tim Johnson that day, and he was talking about that because they were out drifting the reef. And the only way he could get them to hit, they were hitting live shrimp for some reason, which was kind of different.
Shrimp, crabs, that's a big bait for cobia.
But they were at the back of the boat. They wouldn't hit until he dropped it off the front of the boat and let it drift behind the boat.
Wow.
And it was under the boat, and that's when they would eat it. Him and his son went out, they tore him up. So we went out and tried. Sorry.
Tim Johnson, that's T-Back Charters. We've been trying to get Tim to do one of these shows. He's for such a big dude, he's so timid.
Yes, he is.
It's Tim the timid.
That's it. So.
Great fisherman, though.
Yeah, very good, very good. We went out on there, and like I said, we trolled a few stretch 25s, trying to get some of the grouper to hit out there. Didn't really do very well on that, but mainly the cobia. They were kicking butt out there that day.
So you go out there with your shrimp, and you're anchored up, you're getting these trout, you're doing all this. Did you get any cobia at that point?
Yeah, we caught four. We hooked four, but we were sight casting, actually throwing just different artificial topwater lures at them. So, I mean, like I said, I'm coming in to replenish some of my stuff.
Yeah.
But this live target is what I caught mine on. That looks like a greenback.
Now,
throwing a Sabeel. So.
Well, the Sabeel, the live target, all them, they're all good baits for that. That's mm-hmm. that sub, just below the surface kind of dancing lure. So,
yep.
And one of the things about it is, so I'm trying to get back to that one with the props car. Did you fire up the boat and take off?
We had the boat idling, getting ready to take off, and we just as Tim put the boat in gear, there was an extra splash, obviously. So that one that there, we think he got hit by the prop.
But what'd you do? You heard something stop?
No, we were actually looking off the back of the boat. Tim and I were both watching where we were going, and we happened to be looking at the back of the boat because we were looking around. Big sea turtle out there. We were looking for the sea turtles, and we were like, oh, crap, was that the turtle that, you know, came
right
up under the boat? Or about 20 minutes later, we saw that cobia back up top again, and we were sight casting to him and didn't have any problems fighting him. He didn't act like he was hurt. So,
the only thing
I can say is when that boat went in gear, that there was another extra rush that took off from the side of the boat, and we were like, what the hell was that? And that's the only thing we could figure is that that was that.
Yeah, because cobia. It just stands to reason. I'm always surprised more don't get it because they're so dopey.
Right.
I mean, they lay up and they go and they'll hang out right at the motor.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you put it in gear a little more and they just poof, sucked in.
Well, that's just it. And like Tim and I were talking, I'm like, you know, because if we had hit it while we were running, it'd have been at the top of the fish, not really in the side of the fish,
right. You
know, that kind of stuff. So it had to be sitting there next to the boat while it was running. As soon as that prop, you know, went in gear, that's, I mean, you saw the picture.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, I'm going to get that picture. I'll put it up in the blog so people can see what we're talking about. But it's very rare for that to happen, but I would think it would happen a lot because they're so stupid. They're laying right there.
You would think. I mean, how many times have you been out with that? And, you know, 12 manatees sitting off the back of your prop and cobia underneath them. And, you know, just the stupid things that happen out there that these animals or fish, excuse me, do. But, you know.
Well, the animals and the fish.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, to me, manatees subscribe to that Korean religion where, you know, you got to move in front of a moving vehicle to get the evil spirits off of you, because that's the only way I see them work. Because I'm going along and there's 4 miles of open water to my right. There's a quarter mile or an eighth of a mile to the shoreline.
Sure.
There's a manatee 100 yards outside of me.
Right.
All he has to do is either stay there or go to deeper water. No, he runs right in front of the boat.
Exactly.
And they're quick. I mean, big fast, and quick.
Fast, fast, fast.
And so I'm sure they subscribe to that Korean religion. I mean, I think they carry evil spirits with them.
Do.
And the only way to get rid of them is to, you know, have the boat cut those evil spirits away.
I think it's more of a gang thing, and they want the prop scars for the, you know, for the trophy.
Yeah, maybe that could
like
be
tattoos.
It. That
maybe
could
that's
be
how
it.
They get it.
You know, I mean, I've seen Sons of Anarchy. I know what this is about, you know.
It's part of the manatee game.
No, aren't you glad, Karen, you came in here to listen to this?
I'm very glad.
Very glad. See, it's a fishing show.
And you're good. You're a fisherwoman, so.
Yes.
So, but I don't know.
It's really hard to get her to talk. She's being shy, but, you know.
Really, she's not. Very shy, but, you know.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
She's blushing at this point. I wish you guys, you know, just wait. Be glad it's not a video show.
Mm-hmm.
Be glad, you know.
Actually,
now, my ratings would go up with you on it, but, you know, I mean. You know.
They would go down with me, though. I don't know what she's doing hanging out with me. So.
Well, you know,
We have children, so she stuck with me. You know,
I got to tell you. I don't know. There's many good things
she's
that go on in the
She's with me for
world.
My boat. That's what it is.
Is it is?
It must be. I don't know.
You got a big boat?
No, I got a big boat.
Okay.
A medium-sized boat. It's not really that big. It's
big
just
boat.
Right. It's a just right boat.
All right. We need to get back to fishing.
All right, let's go back there.
Let's go back. Enough talk about boats.
Okay.
So you guys are heading out today, going out to do a little fishing, heading back to the reef.
We're going to go to the reef, probably out there for a little while, and looks like they've been catching some big snook out there. We're hoping to go find a couple of those.
Yeah, no, I've heard of some unbelievable fishing on the south end of from Cape Hayes, just north that next half a mile.
Right.
I heard it's been really good up there. I
heard they've been catching some big ones on some nice artificial lures, catching some big snook. I saw some nice posts on Facebook and on your page.
I've got to get more of that Strike King coffee scent, you know, because we all use the scents on our lures a lot.
Right.
And, you know, you're all man. I mean, you're just, you know, you're like Godzilla in a suit here, but, you know, it's our pH and everything is, we are fish repellent,
right.
You know, our smell and everything. Now, she's, while it's lovely, she is not a fish attractant. She doesn't repel fish.
Right.
Her pH, her chemistry, very neutral blend. So, but for us, and we, guy was standing at the counter, another customer whacked my coffee and spilled it all over me. I said, you know, I said, well, at least the good news is, you know, it'll help you catch fish today.
Yeah, that's it.
So I'm ordering more of the Strike King stuff because I'm out. That's what I use in my lures.
Right.
Smells like coffee with cream and sugar. And it really is. You know, I've had the anise smells on the boat, the menhaden, the shrimp, and all these different, and the gulp, and my boat always smelled so nasty.
I know.
You know, it's just bad. So I started using the Strike King coffee flavor, and now I catch the same fish or as I did with all the other ones, but my boat smells like coffee and cream. I love it.
That makes it good. That makes it awesome.
The only thing I wish they'd do is put in a plastic bottle because it's in a metal spray can.
Exactly.
And so you got to keep it wrapped with something. I'm always wrapping black tape around it, trying to keep it from rusting up the boat.
Well, you've got some connections. Maybe you can get some things done about that.
Yeah, I would like to think so, but I think I'm just more the big frog in a little pond.
I don't know about that. You got some big pull. We saw what happened when, you know, the problems that happened at your shop and how fast things went down. So, you know.
Well, I don't know. But anyway.
A lot of friends in high places, I think.
So, well, I've got a few friends. That's actually the one thing that makes my life really good is the amount of friends. So anyway, we are going to anything else you wanted to go over?
I'm actually good. I'll come back and report what we do today if you guys have me back, and we'll definitely do that.
Absolutely. One of the things we're going to be doing here over the next year here on Radio Fishing is trying to get more customer interviews, more just talks with friends about what's going on and what's happening out in the harbor. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
And the lovely and talented quiet one over there.
Way to go.
So this is Fishing Frank, and this is another wrap of Radio Fishing. And thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll see you probably soon.